Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Get the Hillman Morning Show on demand. Podcasts and more are always online and on your schedule at WAAF.com.
And now, the Hillman Morning Show presents Spazzing Out.
All right, Spazzing Out is brought to you by Take Junk. Call 844-TAKE-JUNK for all your junk removal needs or book online at takejunk.com. Do you only do business with Gentiles, or
do you
Take Junk only go to Winchester?
Do you serve all people? You serve all people. Okay. All right. What is your audio? What's your audio?
I attempted to do OUI. I didn't really like the outcome of it.
Yeah.
So the guy that drives Uber, he keeps in touch with me. He gave me a phone call. Said, "Hey, you know, I'm about to go pick up a call girl. You want to come by and hop in the Uber?" So I hopped in the car before he picked her up, and I ran into Chanel Poor. Chanel was a little bit surprised that Chanel was a she's a call girl.
That's
she was
name?
Surprised that when she got in the car, there was a man there with a microphone.
Uh-huh.
But she played along. She was on her way to go do some kind of a bachelor party or whatever you call them, a stag party.
You call this Uber Confessions?
Yes, Uber Confessions.
Okay.
She talks about, we'll meet her right here and what she's going to go do.
Okay.
My name is Chanel and I'm in an Uber right now. I'm going to a party right now for some guys and then I get into the Uber to find out you want to do an interview on me.
Describe some of the things you're going to be doing at the party.
Well, it depends on how much money they have, but usually just strip, dance, you know, the basics. Things get a little crazy sometimes, depending on what exactly is going on. Sometimes toys are involved, sometimes they're not. And I have Big Black right here in my bag, but that's a lot of money. So if you want Big Black to be used, then that's a lot of green.
I assume that would be the nickname of a device that
I
she's...
I know, I can't get away from
okay.
today.
Yes, I understand. I understand. This woman, attractive?
Very attractive.
How old?
Unfortunately, I think this happens with the women in this industry. So she's probably like 25, but has that look that
looks
she's
a little bit older.
Yeah, like she's just been hurt, and I guess I don't know
weathered.
How to explain it.
They call it weather.
Okay. Right off the bat, I ask her a survey question that was in the news. What's the most important things to people out of these four? What's more important, sex, alcohol, chocolate, or Wi-Fi?
Sex, alcohol, chocolate, or Wi-Fi?
According to a new study, which of these four things, sex, alcohol, chocolate, or Wi-Fi, is the most important to people on a daily basis?
Sex is important. That's the most important thing in the whole world. Why is it important? What do you mean, why is it important? It makes you not stressed. It makes you tired sometimes when you need to sleep. Then obviously you just have to keep doing laundry because everything's soaked. So, and it's most important to me because I use it as income. It pays my bills and helps me take care of my kids. So that's why it's most important to me.
How far are you willing to go if the money is right?
If the money's right, I will go as far as I have to go. I don't care. I have kids, I have bills, and I have a life that I have to take care of. So it's all depending on the money. If they got the money, they can get whatever they want, however they want.
Wow.
Okay.
I like it.
What's the what was the answer?
Oh, the answer is Wi-Fi. Wi-Fi is the most important thing. People can't live without it.
Of course.
If you don't have Wi-Fi, forget it.
Danielle would have said wine.
My favorite salad is wine.
I might have said chocolate or Wi-Fi.
Money. You would have said money.
I think the girl deserves kudos, though, in a time where most people would just sit back and collect.
Yeah. She's out working.
She works.
Yeah. She's out working.
I think that, I respect that 100%. Her answer was great. Yeah. I use sex as a weapon. I'm going to make money with it.
Working for the kids.
Good for her.
Yeah.
I think it's okay. I think it's fantastic. I thought it was funny, though, when we showed up at the... when we showed up to the house in the Uber.
Where was this place? Where was the party? You can just say it.
Well,
just
I don't know where the party was, but we picked the person up in the Wilmington area.
Okay, all right.
So I don't want to say the party because I don't want to out the guys. Not that anybody would know, but when we showed up, a child comes running out.
Get
and the,
out.
And then the lady comes running out. Oh, he's crazy. She's the kid's like 5 years old.
Oh, geez.
She scoops him up and she had two Bud Lights.
What's that?
She was holding, she did like the tip. This was like a Liz move, my mom. She had the two Bud Lights in one hand and then scooped the kid in the other and said, I'll be right out.
Oh, she's, I hope like, she was she leaving?
Well, that was the hooker?
Was she leaving the child with somebody? I hope.
No,
was there
like,
an adult? Was there an adult in the house when the 5 year old went back?
I gotta say, because the next thing was pretty funny is where she's getting her all stuff in the car and some dude comes out and he's on his phone and says, "Hey, honey, how do you spell sweet?"
Oh my god!
I was like, "Is this really happening right now?"
Oh my god!
Now get to work. Now you get to work.
She's right. Like, "What? Wait, you have a phone? Just hit the microphone."
Let's check.
Oh my god!
All right. What else did you ask her?
The next question is: a new survey found when bored at work, 43% of people do what?
They are bored at work, what do 43% of the people do?
A new survey found when bored at work, 43% of people do what?
Either watch porn or masturbate. In my case, I do both, so that way you can be ready for the night.
What's your go-to move to get money from men?
Well, if I'm having a hard time, I just do a freebie airplane. I lay on my back, I open up the landing strip, and I let him land his plane. The plane is his nose. So then from there, things are going to get really wet. If that doesn't work, then I just have the rabbit show. $20. Who's next?
Wow.
Oh.
Wow.
What is
I hope we're disinfecting in between the landings.
Sheepers.
Wow.
What is
holy honesty.
I know.
She gives the freebie airplane.
The airplane. All right.
I guess,
okay. I hope the FAA knows about that. That yeah, sounds right. Like it's...
Sully's flying that plane.
Okay. What was the answer?
Next,
what was
the answer for that is they shop.
They shop
so people
online.
Are shopping online.
Shop
like Danielle,
online.
She's on Amazon through half the show buying stuff.
Yep.
Cyber Monday's coming.
Yep.
All right.
I feel like Cyber Monday's kind of almost passe at this point. It used to be a lot hotter. Now there's so many places that are doing like the week before that like Cyber Monday isn't as big of a deal.
Really?
Yeah.
They're doing like their deals
yeah,
now.
Start like Monday the week before.
Yeah. All right. What do you got next?
A new Facebook study found that people who are good looking in their profile pic are 39% more likely to what? So because you're good looking, you're going to get something.
A new Facebook study found if a person is good looking in their profile picture, they are 39% more likely to what?
Well, if it's that high, then that obviously just means they have a better chance of hooking up. That's how the world works. You're good looking, you get laid. You don't look good, you don't get shit. I mean, look at me. They pay top dollar.
What's the most awkward situation or disturbing thing you've done since being a call girl?
Well, I was doing a party one night for a surprise birthday party. And I was inside the cake, you know, the fake cakes they have and stuff. And when I went to go jump out of the cake and say surprise, when I jumped out, it was for my boyfriend's father. Little did I know. Yeah, I just didn't even know what to do when he seen me because in all reality, he thought I worked at Dunkin's. He had no idea that I was being this like home call girl type thing and did all my dances. And he saw it all. He seen everything. His whole family did. Everybody there. It got so quiet in the room. There was no surprise. It was just me being naked in front of them all. You could hear a pin drop.
Wait a second. That relationship must have ended quickly.
Oh, that's just terrible.
They paid top dollar. They paid top dollar.
What was the answer there? They get hired for a job. So basically, I go and apply. The first thing people do now is they look at somebody's, they look them up on Facebook.
Yes.
And if they're attractive in the photo, they're in.
Okay.
And it just goes right back to, if you like she said, if you're good looking, you get laid. If
of
you're
course.
Not, you get S.
Right, right.
You're out.
All right.
And this last one is a little for Danielle. And a new survey of people that love cats, 50% say their cat has destroyed their what?
Okay.
Oh.
In a new survey of people who love cats, 50% say their cat has destroyed their what?
Well, I know some crazy cat ladies, and they put peanut butter and stuff all down on that cookie and everything. So you already know that that's going to have, like, some bunch of fur and everything down there. So God only knows. But that's definitely ruining their sex life. They got the cat licking it up. It smells like cat. It smells like disgusting everything. What would you do if you seen some chick's cookie over there all covered in peanut butter with cat fur everywhere? What would you do? You're going to walk around meowing like the damn thing?
Oh my God!
Really?
that's
what you brought in for us today. What is wrong with you?
I went out Friday night, Saturday night.
What is wrong with you?
I should have just played a fart song. That's what I wanted to do.
What is wrong with you? What is the answer, by the way?
What is the answer, by the way? Christmas. They ruined their Christmas.
How did it ruin their Christmas?
I don't know.
They pull down a Christmas tree. They ruin gifts.
Or people don't come over because it smells like.
I thought I was going to say.
Are they pooping the Christmas tree?
I thought it was going to be their social. Life, like it's ruined because a lot of them
dogs,
have to,
dogs
have
ruin
to
that
stay
work.
Home.
No, cats,
to
stay cats home. Are that's, independent.
The smell of cat urine in the litter tough. Box, it it's can tough. Take over a household.
Yep.
Man.
Yep.
Hey, I love. I don't know how girls' minds get to that. So good. Kudos on her, but
she's a hooker, dude. Seriously. Yeah, right.
What do you mean? Okay? What do you mean you don't know?
They play butt ring toss. Okay, for $300. I'm not surprised. Right, guy.
Really.
Oh, that's true.
All right. What's her name?
I came in with the fight, man.
What's her name? Chanel?
Chanel.
Chanel. All
right. Sir.
And if you have top dollar,
if you have top dollar,
she is available.
Yeah, she has a big black if you're money.
Oh, my God.
And, you know, Uber is the new shuttle for.
Right.
Yes.
Ladies Uber. Of the night.
What do we call that? Uber conversations?
Uber conversations.
All right. Uber conversations.
Uber conversations.
And that is our former producer, Spaz. Who this texter says has hit an all-time low.
Well, I don't know about that. Listen, hate it, love it.
Hey, yeah. There's a text that says laser show. There's a text that says still radio gold.
Oh, thank you.
Dying right meow. That's a 207 text.
Meow, sir.
Radio gold.
All right, good. Before you boot me out, I just want to gripe real quick because I'm not gonna let this go, and I'm gonna bring it up every single Monday till I get a response.
Yeah.
I sent a letter. Well, I guess it's an email, so it's not a letter. Yeah. To the Massachusetts Republican Party head.
Yeah.
And I want an effing response as to why you guys did not put anybody out against the Democrats at all. So in my district, my congresswoman ran unopposed, my state rep ran unopposed,
yeah.
My senator ran unopposed, and so did my Middlesex County sheriff. That's all I'm going to say. I just want an effing response.
Why would he respond to you?
Because he wrote, it's a woman, and she wrote on their website about how effing fantastic it was and what a huge victory for this country that the Republicans are controlling. Well, yeah. Massachusetts had nothing to do with it. You're failing. You're not doing a good job. I'm not saying you need to get fired,
yeah.
But I want answers. That's it. I'm steamed about it.
The woman owes you no explanation. I mean, I don't know. She's not elected.
If I worked for you and she doesn't show any results, she doesn't work for you.
So she doesn't work for me, but her job is probably
to present someone to run against these people.
Nobody wants to run in this state. They can't win.
I'm not trying to go. I just wanted to get that out. I don't want to derail the show. We'll see if they respond to you. If they don't,
okay.
I would like the opportunity the next time Charlie Baker comes in to come in as well and just ask him. Is that okay?
Yes, of course.
I just want to say, Mr. Baker, please.
First of all, you're being a blowhard. If you want to make a difference,
I said run for office. Well, I don't want to
get
into that.
He already did. He lost. Remember, he ran and he lost.
I put that in my letter. I said, if there's no leadership, and no willing member of this party who wants to run against a Democrat, please contact me. You have 2 years to make me into a good candidate.
It's going to take longer than that. Have you heard the audio?
Because you imagine I'm running, and then the lady, like Megyn Kelly's like, so what did you think about this woman who said cats lick her pee?
What do they call it when you sit...
Can we play the fart sound effect, Kelly?
Hilldog, what do they call it when you sit down? You just sit there and you don't eat it? You don't need what
fast they, or protests.
Yeah, when they
were you the guy that compared yourself to Jewish people?
Hunger strike is that what it is? Hunger strike.
Do a hunger strike, make a difference.
Yes. I just want a response. Yeah.
Okay, all right, we'll see if you get one. Thank you, Spaz.
Happy Thanksgiving, Hilldog.
Happy Thanksgiving, Spaz, to you and your family, Noyram, and your daughter Elvis Presley or whatever. What's that? What? Well, it's best wishes to you and yours at this most joyous time of year.
Thank you.
That's what we say.
That's after Thanksgiving.
You have to wait till after Thanksgiving.
Yeah. I say that after Thanksgiving.
All right, that's Spaz.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.